episode 1225, What Makes a Royal Marriage.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and today is Relationship Builders Day. And guess what? We have, I think, a really fun and fascinating talk today. What makes a royal marriage? Yes, it's in honor of Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what makes a royal marriage? Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan have already taught us how to create that royal marriage by which love flourishes, a marriage suitable for a king and queen. When you are thrust into the spotlight, you have to build a foundation that will continue to draw you closer to each other, creating a bond that's inseparable and unbreakable, undeniably robust. Whether you are a princess or a commoner, we are all thrown into the spotlight. Expectations are placed on us as a couple as to what will be accomplished within the marriage, the joining of two. But is it all glitz and glamour? You know, love to last forever? If you've been married for even a few months, you understand that tying the knot doesn't make it easier. However, there are some things you can do to have a royal marriage that breeds love, forgiveness, and honesty. As Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan have modeled for us as they dated, there are a few things we can implement in our relationship to enhance our marriage and make it a royal one. It's all grounded with love in truth. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, love in truth. When you see a couple close to getting married, or maybe you went to a wedding or they're just married, you see something in them that either you remember once having or you desire to have. You want to celebrate that. You want a piece of it. And there's three ways you can have this love and truth, this sparkle, right? We've been watching it on TV, and here in the United States, we're excited because we actually have an American who is marrying royalty, which is incredible. And some people would say, you know, it's breaking the glass ceilings, but you know, honestly, it comes down to what? The two of them. And that's what's most important. And here in their dating, the way they have gone about living their lives, they've really shown us there's love in truth. Number one, you have to be true to oneself. You have to know who you are. When you know who you are and are true to yourself, you have a strong foundation to what? Welcome in your forever mate. You've got to be aware of who you are. I know I have some women who come to me and they're like, Christiane, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I think we have a strong marriage, but I feel lost. I don't know where I'm going. I mean, I take care of the kids. That's all great. And it's not like I'm a depressed or anything, but I just don't know where I fit into the picture as my own person. And this is hard. But as we see Duchess Meghan showing us, she's being true to herself, who she is. She doesn't put on a mask. She doesn't apologize. Yes, she's had to learn what? Ways of the royal family, and she will continue to learn those and take those steps. But she's not leaving behind who she is. And that's very important. And as women, as we get married, sometimes we question ourselves. And I think it's very important that we turn the table again and go back and say, who am I? Who am I? And maybe you're stuck at that point right now in your life going, I don't know who I am. It may not be an identity crisis. It may just be, I don't know where I sit. If you want help with that, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. We can talk about where you are, where you're struggling, and actually help get you on track, the next steps to take, because you want to be true to yourself. That's the first step to love in truth. Number two, they've shown us what? To be true to each other. This is where you grow as a couple, becoming one with one another. Your relationship becomes your home, right? Your house isn't just a place where you hang your hat anymore. It's a home. You build your beliefs, your moral compass, and life expectations as a couple and as a family. It's incredible to watch. And that's where we see right now Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan. They're creating that. They are now what? Bonded as one. Holy matrimony. They have been betrothed, right? She was betrothed to Prince Harry. Gorgeous, beautiful. Now they need to flourish as a couple being married. They already have dating. And they've shown it to us by every single step that they've taken. Now, once when you're true to yourself, true to each other, then you go to number three and you're true to community. This is where you can live within boundaries and adventure. Notice it's kind of like, almost a love-hate relationship. You're like, I have boundaries, but I know things are going to change. You need to know the obstacles and challenges because they're going to be there. You've got to be willing to live within the boundaries, yet ready to create new and beneficial adventures going beyond the walls of family. It's your community. It's all a stair step. Love and truth. True to oneself. True to each other. True to community. Now, you may have been married, let's say 15, 18, 20 some years. Maybe you're into the 30s. That's terrific. And you're saying, Christiane, I'm kind of past that first initial I do. You know, we've been together. We've made so many mistakes. There's no way I can go back. Yeah, you can. It's not about the going back. It's about where you're starting from right now. So if you're saying, okay, I want this royal marriage. I want to know what it's like to have this what? This relationship suitable for a king and queen. That's what royal means. Suitable for a king and queen. I like to think of it as a heavenly marriage, right? We have a heavenly king that we honor, that we worship. It's God. And so you are a princess to a king. So you are royal. And we have to start treating our relationships as such. You have to be true to yourself. So if you have been sitting there going, I'm putting myself on the back burner all the time. I'm really not taking care of what and who I am. I don't even know. I want to do more in life, but I don't know what that looks like. Then maybe you start there. Maybe you've already got that all figured out, but you've left a few things behind when it comes to you as a couple. You need to be true to each other. Where are you in that stability as a couple, linked arms in arms? Because when you're not, what happens? Things begin to unravel. So maybe that's where you need to start when it comes to your relationship, being married together. Or maybe, you know, it's like, okay, we've got all that done, but I really need to get out there. I need to serve more. I need to go beyond the walls of family. God wants us to reach out. We are all disciples, even when we're married. But notice that we have to take care of ourselves, take care of what? The spouse as a couple, right? Each other. And then we move to the community beyond those walls. You need to start where you are. Now, if you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, I have all three, then I would say number one, start with number one. Because you have to get yourself, your feet flat on the ground and grounded in where you want to go. As you love with truth in marriage, you expand these opportunities to let God use you and your spouse in mighty ways. You are a royal couple in a royal marriage. And again, if you are sitting here going, I don't even know what to do, then I would say take a deep breath. And click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. Like I mentioned before, it's a coaching call. That confusion, guess what, is normal. Don't freak out. That's the worst thing you can do is freak out. What you need is some guidance, some structure, some tools and strategies to help you with your next steps. Click on that link. I look forward to hearing from you because you know what? You too can have a royal marriage. Here at Create Your Now, we congratulate Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan and celebrate their royal marriage and, more importantly, their royal love for each other. Remember to love in truth, be present, be credible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.